so like, you know, would you sell as many books if you weren't as visible? Well, I mean, would you buy Michael Jordan's shoes if he wasn't Michael Jordan? What's, I don't care how I win. I just want to win. So, I'm not trying to get a, honestly, I'm not trying to have a level playing field. I'm trying to win. So, now let's go to Hibari. And let's see how many people on Hibari had some Scrabble, crossword, never a mushroom, Scrabble, but mushroom, crossword, hanging, so. Great read, Scrabble, bull shiitake, close, shiitake. Nobody got hold of shiitake. Shiitake happens. So the point here, okay, so how many, that was like a dozen, right? Let's call it a dozen. So, just so you understand the parameters, 400,000 people could have seen that. So that is 40 times the number of Google Plus followers. And let's say it was 12. So 40 times the followers got 50% of the comments. And now I bet you if we go back to Google Plus, we'll see 6 here. Let's see, wait, we'll go back to Kelsey here. Now there's 53 comments. Wow, I mean, holy cow. That is powerful. Let's see what they say about you. Cool, what is your Google name? So she gave you presentation in 10 minutes, guy. I thought they were ties, compression songs. That is cool. Why she didn't have to have her name on her website, anonymous, and that is awesome. Oh, this compression socks, like running compression socks. By the way, you see how this reply comes there? You don't get that. You have to add a Chrome extension. That is so useful, Chrome extension. Usually people have to type plus and then start typing in the name, but with this Chrome extension, this reply thing happens there. If you're on Google Plus, you gotta get this. Of course, some people are gonna tell you it's malware and all that, but yeah, be a man or a woman. You know, step up. This is not running. This is like medical compression socks, right?
Medical.
It's medical compression socks. Okay? So now, let's just do this one more time because I just love this. Wait. That's just great. I just love that. And now it's 56. So, that's our little real-time experiment. Google Plus rocks. Because at events like this, what would I sign? What would you offer? A promo code? So, no. Don't get me wrong. I use an iPad. I have bought probably 50 books in the last year. All ebook. I think that an ebook is excellent for novels. When I finish a novel at 10, 15, I'm reading another novel. Right? Before, what I would do is, I would buy a novel in the airport bookstore on the way out. I'd read it over the trip, come back. The next time I would buy a novel is the next time I went to an airport, which is a week, 10 days later. So this meant I bought 10 novels a year. Now, finish at 10, 15, I'm into a new novel. And so it's quadrupled the number of novels that I read. That said, for a business author, so many of my books are sold at signings, as gifts, in this kind of situation, it would be insane for me to only have an ebook. What would I do? Sign all your iPads?
I read all the time, and I maybe I should be embarrassed to say I don't have an e-reader. I have two small kids, and I work, and my books are in my car and next to my nightstand. And I love the idea of it, but we have like an iPad that I fight with a 5-year-old. So, like, the games, I can't read my books, so I would.
Well, my buy another iPad.
That's true. Yeah, buy another iPad.
That's
true.
Just bill a client for one more hour. Okay, what else? So that's why. That's why. You know, I'm literally, there's a stack of books back there. What would we do tonight? Yes.
I noticed when you were tweeting this article you found, you didn't read any of the articles.
Yes, I did.
At the bottom of the article, there's something that's embarrassing to you.
He doesn't care.
Well, thank you. Thank you for answering. I have proxied my Twitter account to 22 people. Some of those 22 people are, for example, they work for Discovery. What happened was, we noticed that we were posting so much to Holy Cow from Discovery and from How Stuff Works and from National Geographic, that at some point I just said to them, why don't you just get a Holy Cow account and you can post your own stories instantly, rather than us finding them and posting them. So a lot of those people, they are people who work for National Geographic, but tweet through Holy Cow the only National Geographic stories. And it's very good for them because they get to drive instant traffic to a particular story. It's very good for me because I get that many more interesting tweets with three banners on the page. So it's very, very efficient system, yeah. But I do care. But, you know, I mean, if it's at the bottom of the page, I mean, I realize I have in some danger, but it's not the most dangerous thing I do. Back there?
Yeah, today you gave some tactical on social media, but the keynote address you were talking about was going to explain enchantment. Can you give us a quick summary of the idea behind enchantment?
Yeah, sure. So, the quick summary of enchantment is that if you want to be enchanted, you have to do, first of all, three fundamental things. You have to be likable, you have to be trustworthy, and you have to have great stuff. Okay, so I'll go through each of those. To be likable, it starts with a great smile, a Duchenne smile. A Duchenne smile uses the eyes and the mouth. In other words, you want crow's feet. No more Botox, no more plastic surgery. You want crow's feet. Crow's feet is a good thing. Great handshake. I have a mathematical formula in the book. It's about the distance, the temperature of your hand, the duration, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. And then the third important component of likability is that you dress roughly equal to the audience. Not above the audience where, you know, you're kind of communicating that you feel superior to them. Not below the audience where you're insulting them. So I don't see a lot of people in here in Aloha shirts tonight. But generally speaking, roughly for a tie. So that's likability. A model for you for likability is Richard Branson. The first time I met him, we were in Moscow at a speech, and he asked me if I flew Virgin. I said no. He got on his knees and started polishing my shoes with his jacket. That's why I fly Virgin America today. The next thing is trustworthiness, because you can like someone but not trust them. For example, you could like a celebrity but not trust the celebrity. Charlie Sheen, for example. So I think the key to trustworthiness is you have to understand that in order for you to be trusted, you have to trust first. Zappos trust women, so women trust Zappos. But Zappos started it, right? Zappos said to women, you can buy the shoe, if you don't like the shoe, send it back, we'll pay shipping both ways. Holy God, who would have thought of that as a business model? So it's you trust first. Second colon of trustworthiness is you default to a yes attitude, which is whenever you meet people, you're always thinking, yes, how can I help you? Which is very different than how can you help me, or I'm saying no until you prove to me why I should say yes. You should default to yes. Third component of trustworthiness is you need to be a baker, not an eater. A baker sees the world as, an eater sees the world as a zero-sum game. The more I eat, the less you eat, the more you eat, the less I eat, therefore I should eat as much as possible, as fast as possible. A baker sees the world as, I bake more pies, I bake bigger pies, everybody can win, rising tide floats all boats. That's the trustworthiness. And as far as a great product or service, I apply what's called the